Fiery guy.
Jarvis Davis.
Basically came off the couch.
Jarvis Davis.
Play some semi-pro or professional, whatever you want to call Arena 2 football.
Jarvis Davis.
Was running wild himself.
You're in the locker room with Jarvis Davis on AM 1100.
Welcome into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis, and I hope you enjoyed your weekend. And as we get into the dog days of summer, and the seems like the sports stories start to dry up a little bit, there was something that happened on last evening, and I was kind of surprised, kind of thrown back about it, because it involved our own Atlanta Hawks. And when I say our, let me explain this. When you hear the word our, it's not saying that I actually played for the team or I'm affiliated with the team. When I say our Atlanta Hawks, I mean our as pertaining to the city, because I grew up here. I've identified with these teams ever since I was able to watch games. And that's the reason why I say our. Because I feel like this is my city. I feel like I own it. I'm owning the city. Maybe one day I will actually own it, but you know, that's another movie. That's another career, and maybe I'll probably get there one day. But you know, I think I'm good where I am right now. So it's going to be our Atlanta Hawks, our Atlanta Falcons. When I say that, I'm owning the city. But as I was sitting, reading up and doing some research and thinking about what it is that I actually wanted to talk about on today, I saw this story come across the board, and it was a trade that was off by the Atlanta Hawks. They made a trade with the Toronto Raptors, and I saw Lou Williams' name come across. I was like, wow. Okay, that's interesting. It kind of made me think about, okay, where is this team going? And we're definitely going to get into what it is the Atlanta Hawks are actually doing right now. We're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. Also, Jabari Davis, basketballinsiders.com. We had him on the show here before. He's going to join us at coming up in about 36 minutes or so. He's going to talk about the latest, some breaking news, this weird story in Jason Kidd, NBA free agency, and also talk about actually what's going on with the draft and, you know, recap that. I know we had some Adrian Payne was drafted by the Hawks. So we're going to talk about everything draft, free agency, and also this very, very weird story that's going on up in now Milwaukee. As the Brooklyn Nets have traded Jason Kidd for 2 second-round picks. So we're definitely going to get into all of that. Also, the Atlanta Braves, what's going on with them. We're going to get that into the second hour. So stay tuned. We've got a lot of stuff on board. We're going to be getting to all of these things. Now, today is the deadline for the teams to make qualifying offers to restricted free agents. And reports are saying that you can expect the Atlanta Hawks to offer Mike Scott, which I'm not surprised by, because Mike Scott, I think, was one of the most improved players on the Atlanta Hawks and possibly in the entire league. I think that he really showed himself approved this year to he really earned that contract to be a viable guy coming off the bench next season and then moving on into the future. And also, Shelvin Mack, another guy who exceeded expectations as well this year. So I think that when you have these type of guys who shined, I am not surprised that the Atlanta Hawks actually went ahead and traded Lou Williams. I'm sorry. So when you think about all of these moves being made, you got guys who are going to be formidable guys coming off your bench for you, and Mike Scott and Shelvin Mack, and then you have a guy like Lou Williams, who it went for a stretch of about 7 games or so, he was a coach's decision not to play. So, and when you actually take these things into consideration, going into his last year of his contract, I wasn't surprised by this move. And, you know, and the report says by Chris Villamore, who recapped the trade on last night, who writes for the AJC. He said the Hawks have agreed to a trade to acquire John Salmons from the Raptors in exchange for Lou Williams and the rights to the 2013 first-round draft pick, Lucas Nogueira. The Hawks will also receive a second-round draft pick in the deal that is expected to be completed today. So, when you start looking at some of these moves, look at all of the moves that are going on with this team. I started to gather information, and I started to think about what it is that's going on with the Atlanta Hawks right now. Because as an executive, Danny Ferry, I trust Danny Ferry. I trust Danny Ferry to evaluate talent. But here's the situation. Here's what I am right now. I feel like the Atlanta Hawks is a team that is on the cusp of something. Because you have young talent in Jeff Teague and Al Horford. You have a good base. You have Paul Millsap, who's on a short-term contract. You just drafted Adrian Payne, who's a stretch four. You have a guy, Paul Millsap, Adrian Payne, Al Horford. You have all of these guys who play pretty much the same position. So when you take these things and put all these pieces together, you have to sit and look and say, what are we doing here? Where are we as an organization? Because we already know about LeBron, Carmelo Anthony, and those things are going to start to come out right now. When on tomorrow, because today is the 30th, on July the 1st, that's when free agency starts. And we know about the report of the Hawks possibly going after Carmelo and LeBron. Now, whether that actually happens or not, that's a good question. And more than likely, due to the history of Atlanta teams, something like that, if it were to happen, and I'm not saying it will happen, that would be very, very interesting. So interesting that I think that when you have a city that is starving for quote-unquote superstars, I think that leapfrogs the most important team in this city, or the most supported team I feel in this city, and that's the Atlanta Falcons. If LeBron and Carmelo come to this team, I think you have a situation where the Atlanta Hawks will be the number one team in this city.
Well, that trade they just did just opened up about $15 million.
Right. So I'm glad you brought that up. It opens up about $15 million. But, and we're going to talk about, we're going to really go into the next segment, but it kind of, just like I say, I feel like the Atlanta Hawks are on the cusp, and the voice you just heard is just Sky, who I didn't acknowledge today, man. I do apologize. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. How was your weekend? Everything went fine?
Oh, yeah, family reunion down in Lake Eufaula. So
nice. Those are always fun, meeting people that you didn't know, and you realize that you're actually related to them, and you didn't know that.
Yeah, and then remembering those people of why you don't talk to them for a year.
Yeah, that's actually very dangerous when you meet people that you're not related to. And I'll give a real quick story. I used to always go to visit my mother's church where she grew up in. And every time it would see me and my brother, we'll be sitting there and we'll see somebody that, you know, looks very attractive. And we sit, of course, you know, we got to be focused when you're in church. But when you sit there and you're looking like, man, who is that? Like, man, my brother's like, oh, man, who is that? And she's nice. She's fine. And then once the church is over and you start meeting and greeting and talking to different people, and then I was like, Mom, who is that? Or she might end up walking up on us like, the girl's like, oh, man, that's the girl we were talking about earlier. Mom come around, "Hey guys, this your cousin XYZ." I was like, "What?
Yeah,
really? First or second?
distant
cousin, or how does that work?"
It's the South, you know that.
Oh man, it is. It seems like everybody's related down here. Growing up down in the South, it seems like somebody's connected some way. Somehow, we all know why that is. But it's a locker room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis. If you want to get in contact with the program, number is 446-038-770. Talking about the Atlanta Hawks and kind of the direction where they're headed right now, because I'm a little concerned. And like I said, we're going to talk about that in an upcoming segment. It's kind of like, I feel like the Atlanta Hawks are on the cusp of something, because like you said, you have young talent. You have a young guy who you drafted this year in Adrian Payne, who's going to come in and play for you this year, not next year or the year after that, in the project. That's exactly what's going to happen with Walter Tavares, who was drafted in the second round. So I think you have all these things going on. You're bringing in some young talent, and there are rumors flying under the radar that you're possibly going to go after LeBron and Carmelo Anthony. So I'm kind of wavering here, and I can do that because I'm a broadcaster. I'm a sports guy. I talk about sports for a living. It's a thing where I have to sit here and evaluate, read, and listen to come up with opinion, and I'll hopefully be entertaining as well. But when, as a leader of an organization that is the Atlanta Hawks, you can't be like that. It can't be where you're kind of on the edge. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to do this right here, but we're actually going to do this. And we're going to do a combination of the both, and we're going to kind of throw it all in the pot and kind of see what we come up with. And hopefully we can get out the first round. No, it's not going to work like that. Because you have a trade with the Atlanta Hawks. Lou Williams, he actually was traded to the Toronto Raptors for John Salmons, who is a guy who they say they're going to go ahead and cut.
Yeah, probably would never wear a jersey.
He'll never wear a jersey as a team. He's an older guy, journeyman in the league. More than likely won't be able to help you anyway, because he's an inconsistent player. Probably not going to fit your system. But it was a money thing. Free up cap space. I'm a type of person, I'm all about the process. I like to kind of sit down and look at things and look at all the different moves that are going on. And we're going to really, 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 really dive into it, because this is something that needs to be talked about. This is something that a solution needs to come about it. We're going to come up with it. We're going to come with that solution, because it might be something that you might not like. It might not be a scenario where you get LeBron and Carmelo, which is probably about a 95% chance that won't happen. But, you know, it's a rumor is a rumor.
We can always hope, right?
Of course. That's what fans are supposed to do. But as an executive, a leader of an organization, not so much. Everything needs to be explicit. The plan, what we're about to do, where we're going next. That's what needs to happen. And I'm sure Danny Ferry has a plan, but we want to see if we can try to figure it out here in the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. Coming up next, I am starting to see a trend here, and I really don't know how I feel about it. But we're going to talk about it. That's next in the locker room on AM 1100, and I'm Jarvis Davis.
Special news bulletin for Georgia consumers.
Do you
plan on staying at a hotel, resort, going on a cruise, renting a car, flying on a plane, playing golf, eating at a restaurant, taking your family to Disney, Universal, or any other theme park? Or how about checking out dinner shows like Medieval Times, Arabian Nights, or Cirque du Soleil? Then you need to listen carefully.
Effective immediately.
All consumers are now able to join Hotels Etc., the world's largest volume discount travel program available.
I repeat, Hotels Etc. is now available to the public.
Stop paying full price. Join Hotels Etc. today and slash your travel and entertainment costs by up to 70%. 70%. We're so confident that you'll join Hotels Etc. Once you join, you'll receive a 3-day, 2-night vacation to one of 30 destinations. Don't delay. Call right now. 877-967-7283. 877-967-7283. Or sign up on the website, hotelsetc.com. That's www.hotelsetc.com. Purchase required to receive vacation.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
It was the most I ever threw up, and it changed my life forever.
I'm on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. And before the break, man, this song just put me in a real, real nice kind of mellow mood. Kind of made me want to talk over before the entire segment. But I am not a rapper. I am Jarvis Davis, and you listen to The Locker Room. If you'd like to get in contact with The Locker Room, the number is 404-603-8770. And before the break, I told you about something that kind of disturbed me a little bit. I was saying how I don't know how I feel about it, and I kind of hit on it a little bit before we actually came back from the break. I talking about the Atlanta Hawks and kind of where they're going and where it is that what's the vision and moving forward. And with me, and let me tell you how what it is that it kind of sparked this thought process, because like I said, I'm a process guy. I like to kind of tell you where this came from, and I don't want you to think that I'm the type of person to just kind of come up with things out of off the top of my head and just sit here and just run my mouth for 2 hours. But and after the trade, I saw Lou Williams get traded away, and they got John Salmons, and they also got rid of Lucas Nogueira, got John Salmons in return, who's looking to, they're probably going to go ahead and cut and release him, one or the other or both. But coming back from this break, I thought about when I saw this headline, and it said, "Dang at top of Hawks free agent wish list." Now, Luol Deng, we all know he was played for the Bulls for a long time, and he was a piece that was a part of a team that was led by Derrick Rose, and they've been a playoff team consistently for the past 5 or 6 years or so, 3 or 4 years or so. And it kind of got me to thinking, like, okay, you have a guy who's 28 years old, been in the league for 10 years, and over his career, also he was actually traded midseason to the Cleveland Cavaliers. But you have a guy who averaged about 16 points, 5 rebounds, almost 6 rebounds, and 3 assists a game. 28 years old. And the Hawks have a definite need at the small forward position. But this is kind of where I'm torn. You have a guy who's 28, who was on the definitely on the back end of his career, it's kind of like, okay, well now, what are the Atlanta Hawks doing right here? Because you have a scenario where I think you can't waver when it comes to these two things, rebuilding and retooling. And I'll give you an example. Rebuilding is what the Philadelphia 76ers are doing. And there's two types of rebuilding that I came up with. One is tanking. Now, I'm not one who believes in tanking. I wouldn't necessarily respect a team if they were to deliberately tank the season, as they say, or I would rather them, you know, try to do the best they can as far as building a roster that can at least compete. And if it happens to come at that point where you actually end up getting a number one overall pick, then all by all means, that's fine. And it seems as if they've been building their roster. The 76ers has been building their roster to actually, quote unquote, tank. Then on the other hand, you have a rebuilding such as the Houston Rockets and what they've been doing, finagling the cap to where they were set up to go out and go get Dwight Howard, projecting forward. Okay, when this guy becomes a free agent, we're going to get rid of this guy. We're going to get rid of that guy to say, hey, once Dwight Howard becomes a free agent, and he has a decision to make, we're going to be in line. We're going to be first up in line to go out and go get Dwight Howard. And we don't care if anyone knows about it. So you have the Philadelphia 76ers who were rebuilding through tanking. And then you have the Houston Rockets who are rebuilding through working the cap, going out to go get free agents, big name free agents, and putting together a super squad or their own version of the big three. And speaking of the big three, we have retooling, who the most well-known big three down in Miami. You can either be that type of team, the type of team that competes for a championship every year, but you come into some money issues and you only have a $63 million cap. And all three of those guys are probably going to be right at or just a little bit below $20 million per year. And it doesn't take a mathematician to realize that's not going to work. So they're going to build their roster that way. So as you can see, with retooling, you can't retool if you're the head of the Atlanta Hawks, because you have not been competing for a championship for the past few years. Now, don't get me wrong. I know you're probably saying, well, Jarvis, they've made the playoffs for the past 7 years. Yes, that's true. I give you that one. But here's the thing. They have not competed for a championship. So you can't retool. You can't retool if you have not competed for a championship. Like I said, mentioned in the previous segment, they have young talent. They have some young talent in Al Horford and Jeff Teague. Paul Millsap, kind of middle-of-the-road type of guy. As far as his age-wise, I wouldn't say he's a young whippersnapper, but I'm not going to say he's washed up. He had one of his best seasons this year, made the All-Star team for the first time. I think he's a piece where you can use as part of their rebuilding process. But with the Atlanta Hawks reportedly having Luol Deng at the top of their list as a free agent, you got a guy who's 28 years old, been in the league for 10 years, 16 points, 5 or 6 assists, 3 or 4 rebounds. What is he going to do for you? What is he going to do for you? Is he going to be a guy that's going to take you over the top? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. So the Hawks were to go ahead and go get Luol Deng, it's a retooling move. But you're not the type of team that can retool because you have yet to compete for a championship. So we move to the rebuilding part. Something that I told you that you might not like. Either you're going to tear it down as far as tanking, in a sense, or you're going to start to restructure your cap. You're going to do it like Houston did it. Restructure your cap, project forward, saying, okay, this guy's going to be a free agent, that guy is going to be a free agent, and here's what this team is not satisfied with this guy, or they're not doing anything for him. Well, the team is not doing anything for him to help him compete, so he's disgruntled, i.e. Kevin Love up in Minnesota. So we're going to put this piece together, and give them an offer that they can't refuse. Those are the type of things that's involved with rebuilding. I think the Hawks are right there in the middle. And I don't think that is going to be something that's going to help you compete. It's going to help you get to the playoffs and continue to do what you're doing, which is get to the first round, possibly get to the second round, and then you're out. It's going to be one way or the other. Choose ye today. It's the Locker Room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis. Talking about Atlanta Hawks and some of the reports that I've been reading as far as Luol Deng being on top of their list. And we all know free agency starts on tomorrow. So these questions are going to be answered. And I'm thinking, just me, looking at all these moves that's been happening, getting rid of Lou Williams. He was making about a little bit over $5 million per, going into his last year, getting him off the books. Trading at Lucas Nogueira, getting rid of him. Getting a guy in return in John Salmons, who is not going to put on Atlanta Hawks jersey, reportedly. So you have these financial moves being made, freeing up salary cap space, but you have the possibility of going out to get a Luol Deng? That doesn't make any sense to me. Because in the draft this year, on last week, you had an opportunity to get a young buck. A guy like a Rodney Hood, who was available. James Young, who was available. Kyle Anderson, who was available. Who the San Antonio Spurs picked up with the last pick in the first round. That's a retooling move. Getting a guy with value actually falling to you and picking him up. And give him a chance to learn in your system. Right. You are so right.
Yeah, there are going to be people staying up till 12:01 tonight because, you know, it starts after midnight tonight. So some people they literally stay up to midnight thinking that LeBron's going to make his decision at 12:01.
Of course not. Come on now.
He's got to be on prime time.
I'm glad you brought LeBron. And let's set the record straight right here. LeBron is going back to Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So let's kind of slow down, kind of let's see the process play out. Like I said, I'm a process guy. I don't jump to conclusions. I do some research. I read and take a lot of things in consideration to say, okay, all right, here's my opinion. Here's what I actually think about it. Look at LeBron making the first move. He was the first one to opt out of his contract. Then it was Dwayne Wade. Then it was Udonis Haslem. Then it was Chris Bosh. A lot of guys that were eating up a lot of cap space with the leader of the team starting it first. He made his decision first. So LeBron wants to see what the plan is. He wants to know the vision. And I'm the same way. I'm not putting myself on LeBron James's pedestal, but I feel like I'm somewhere near there in the sports broadcasting industry. You know, you got to think highly of yourself. Of course. You know, if nobody believes in you, you must believe in yourself. And I do. I believe in myself a lot. Aren't you, Sky?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
There's nobody like me.
Exactly. I'm an individual, but I'm a part of an entity. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, too. I got some very interesting stuff that the entity that is called marriage. And we're going to talk about something that really is really on my heart, and I have to get it off my chest. We're going to get that to the bottom of the hour. Also coming up at 12:40, we got Jabari Davis, and we're going to talk all things NBA draft, free agency, and we're going to get into this very weird story that is of Jason Kidd. The report coming out today, right before I actually came on the show, that he has been traded. It's so funny to hear a coach being traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. And in return, Brooklyn is getting 2 second-round picks, future second-round picks. So I think that when you have a team, we talked about LeBron James and him wanting to see the vision, and if he likes what he sees, he's going to re-sign with that team. The Atlanta Hawks, I feel, are the same way. They're in the same predicament. And I'm not necessarily seeing the vision right now, because either you're rebuilding or you're retooling. And you're not retooling because you have yet to compete for a championship. Teams who compete for championships retool. Teams who don't, they rebuild. Especially when you're right at the cusp, you feel that you're right at the cusp with a certain amount of talent and a certain amount of draft picks that you have that have may have panned out or may have not panned out. So choose you today, Danny Ferry. That's what you need to do. Choose. We all have to make decisions. This is a black and white one. You can't be in the gray area on this one. I think you're in the middle of the road. It's going to be one or the other. But I think July 1st, tomorrow, we'll tell the tale on where the Atlanta Hawks are going for the 2014-2015 NBA season. Coming up next, like I said, Jabari Davis will be joining us. And he's a writer for BasketballInsiders.com. Don't go anywhere. He's a good guy. He always has some good information for us. That's next in the locker room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Welcome back into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. The number is 404-603-8770 if you'd like to get in contact with the program. If you got a comment about anything we've talked about over the last 30 to 40 minutes, you can call us. Give us a call and give us your thoughts. But first, now joining us in the locker room, we have a writer for BasketballInsiders.com. His name is Jabari Davis. No relation. We probably might be related. We never know, man, because I have some family out there in California. Jabari, what's going on, man? How you doing, bro?
Hey, how you doing, Jarvis? I appreciate you having me back.
No problem, man. First, man, of course, the story with Jason Kidd coming out, it actually came out not too long before I actually came on the air. Jason Kidd has been traded. Like I said, I told the listeners earlier, it's so weird to hear a coach being traded. And, I mean, what's going on with the Brooklyn Nets and as far as this, what with this trade?
Well, I mean, this is the reality. And, you know, it's funny because I went back and forth with, some Brooklyn fans yesterday, Rio, regarding this, based upon my stance on it. You know, I look at it like this. If you're Jason Kidd, And I'm not justifying the act because, you know, let me first and foremost say, I understand why, you know, folks will be questioning loyalty. I understand why folks will, feel wronged in some way, you know, given the opportunity that Jason, a kid was given as a first-year head coach with no prior experience. But ultimately, this decision boils down to Jason Kidd having the chance to potentially double his salary with what we would imagine will be less expectations, with a longer leash due to his ties with ownership. And you know what? You know, not too many of us would be able to turn down that opportunity.
It's the Locker Room on AM 1100. Jabari Davis joins us, writer for BasketballInsiders.com. Now, you talk about the ties, and for the people who may not know, what are some of the ties that Jason Kidd does have with the Milwaukee Bucks?
If I'm not mistaken, with the new ownership, he has a long-time relationship with, and forgive me, I don't have the gentleman's name, but basically, everybody knows how things work. When you have long-standing relationships with an individual or with a group that, you know, comes into power, all of a sudden, they're an ownership group. I don't think it should come as too much of a surprise. But here's the thing. I'm not justifying Jason Kidd's actions. Again, I do understand why, folks, I was going to say New Jersey, excuse me, folks in Brooklyn would be disappointed. But when you see the current trend of what's taking place with coaches, where, coaches with 50-plus wins are being fired, coach of the year winners are being fired, guys will go through a bad run in December and January and be out of the door in February, while, again, I understand the disappointment. Given how the future kind of looks, with Brooklyn, with the uncertainty regarding Deron Williams coming off of, two ankle surgeries, you don't know what you're going to have. You don't know what the situation is going to be with Paul Pierce and with KG and some of the veterans. Brooke Lopez is unfortunately, he's one of the better young offensive centers in the game, but hasn't been able to stay healthy over the last couple of years.
He's a walking injury report.
and again, this is not to be disparaging against Brooklyn, because, they were one of the teams we're heading into the year. I really wanted to see what they could become. But given all of those circumstances and the fact that, most of us didn't think that Jason Kidd was going to make it through, that first stretch when they started off so poorly. When you start to factor all of these things in, like I said, while it may stink, it makes sense.
Locker Room, Jabari Davis joins us here on AM 1100, writer for BasketballInsiders.com. Now, we talked about loyalty, and let's get this out the way. We kind of keep it real here in the Locker Room, Jabari. There's no such thing as loyalty in sports. Let's go ahead and throw that out there. So we don't have to talk about that. But I think that it's just like you said, something does stink here. Because last time I checked, Larry Drew was still the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Now, that is exactly, I'm glad you took it there, and I actually apologize to Larry Drew for forgetting about that. Because the reality is this, he's the one that it really stinks for. He's the one if I'm him, I'm looking at, current ownership and saying, like, come on now. I go through the tank job of a century for you. We end up getting the guy that we want in Jabari Parker, and let's not leave that out of the equation either. As a reason for, Jason Kidd would want to quote unquote re-up and move along. The opportunity, the potential opportunity to work with and mold and kind of hide behind even a young superstar, potential superstar in the making in Jabari Parker, that's gotta weigh into the decision. But, back to Coach Drew, it really is unfortunate, but at the same time, these older coaches, at this point, they do understand that, unfortunately, coaches in this league are hired to be fired.
Right. Jabari Davis of BasketballInsiders.com joining us. Talking about the Jason Kidd story and being traded and Larry Drew basically being out of a job again. Obviously, we're familiar with Larry Drew because he was the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, and he was an assistant for a few years as well under Mike Woodson. So what do you think is next for Larry Drew? I mean, he's been fired. He was fired last year from before the season from the Atlanta Hawks. And he was hired with Milwaukee Bucks. He sustained. He actually coached his way through a obvious tanking job. I mean, what do you feel that's next for him as a head coach?
Well, you know, you never want to say that he's not going to get a head coaching job because me personally, I'm always in favor of, you know, of folks getting, you know, another opportunity if they deserve it. And quite frankly, Larry Drew, as you said, you know, as you just kind of broke down, he's been a consummate professional. He's been a head coach, you know, several times. He's also been a longtime assistant. You know, I would imagine, you know, he would at least look towards the assistant, you know, assistant ranks, but let's also not mistake. Larry Drew may very well end up, you know, as one of the analysts on NBA TV or ESPN or whatnot, because, you know, when you're getting let go, you still get paid. So right now he can kind of pick and choose and wait for the perfect opportunity for him, if this ultimately goes down. You've seen it around the league. Some of these longtime assistants that were also, you know, head coaches, you know, Alvin Gentry, you know, comes to mind, and some of the other, you know, veteran coaches, what they seem to be doing is comfortably taking positions, you know, lead assistant roles. And honestly, in some of these lead assistant roles, if you can make, you know, close to $1 million or even a little bit more, you know, that's really not the end of the world, especially since you ultimately don't have the responsibilities of, you know, of the, you know, the final say of being the head coach.
Jabari Davis in the locker room of BasketballInsiders.com. Now, as far as free agency, obviously free agency starting tomorrow. What are some of the things that you're just kind of hearing that's being thrown out there, the things that might surprise us?
Well, you know, honestly, I do my best not to ride too many of the, you know, of the rumor waves. And here's the reason, and believe me, I'm not trying to back out of that one. Because, you know, I'm as excited by them as anyone else. But the truth of the matter is, with so many rumors, you know, floating around, with so many, you know, you just honestly, you never know what, you know, which report to truly believe. One thing that I was surprised by was yesterday, I'm not sure if you saw it, it was kind of put out there that the Phoenix Suns and potentially other teams were interested in offering a max contract for Gordon Hayward. That in itself was somewhat of a surprise, even though I personally am a Gordon Hayward fan. You know, I love his versatility. I love all the different things that he can bring to your team. In today's CBA, I'm not exactly sure that I would max him out. But that's neither here nor there. I am not a GM, so obviously I don't make those decisions. Like, you know, the one surprise was that it was reported that, or it started coming out this morning, that the Jazz would now match any offer that, you know, any offer sheet, you know, that he were to receive. And the reason why that's surprising is because if I'm the Jazz and I were truly planning on doing that, then this could have been done prior to the year when he made the same exact request. You know, so, you know, I don't know if it's a matter of them posturing. I don't know if it's a matter of them trying to regain your negotiation, leverage. But, you know, again, if the ultimate result was that you were just going to max him out anyhow, I don't necessarily understand going through the entire season, with the back and forth.
Jabari Davis joins us of BasketballInsiders.com here in the locker room on AM 1100. I'm stunned because you have a guy in Gordon Hayward, averaged about 16 points a game, 5 assists, 5 rebounds per game.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of bewildering to me, Jabari, because it seems as if in every major sport, free agency time rolls around and guys get constantly overvalued. Do you see a scenario where guys like Gordon Hayward, Luol Deng, and he was being rumored to be on the top of the Atlanta Hawks list on starting on tomorrow as well, but do you see some of these guys starting to get to the overpaid level as far as when it comes to when free agency starts on tomorrow?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to be a hypocrite because I make it clear. I'm always in favor of folks getting paid. You know, but that said, yeah, I do think that they're ultimately, you know, and no disrespect to the Atlanta Hawks, but when you've been, you know, when you've constantly or consistently been, you know, forever been like the bridesmaid but never the bride, you know, and this is not me.
For seven straight years.
When you consistently go after people and go after me, and you don't land them, sometimes when a guy comes up, they're going to benefit from that. If Luol Deng ultimately goes to the Hawks or a team, similar to the Hawks in that position of, we got to finally just get somebody, chances are you do get that extra million or extra 2 million. See, me personally, I think if Luol Deng wants the best opportunity to win, and no, I'm not saying that cannot be with the Hawks, he may end up ultimately having to take a contract ranging somewhere between 7 and 9 million per year. But if you want to also have your cake and eat it too, if you're Deng, maybe you hold out and you get that $11 million or $12 million figure per year that you're asking for, or that you kind of want.
Jabari Davis joins us here in the locker room on AM 1100. Now, okay, last question. Of course, I got to end it with a bang, with the best player in the world and LeBron James. I, for one, think he's going to go back to Miami. I think he wants to see what Pat Riley has in store as far as what type of players he's going to be going after, how he's going to structure the roster, making sure I'm the top player paid, and then there's nobody equaling me in my pay as far as when it comes to Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. Where do you see him kind of falling? Because, I think he's going to stick with Miami. I think he wants to see the plan first before he actually go ahead and comes back to the Miami Heat.
I fully agree with you. I think and last time we spoke, I just wanted to clarify, to your listeners, I apologize for saying that the decision needed to become by the 23rd. It was obviously actually the 29th.
Right.
I honestly think that he played it the right way. He basically sat back and said, okay, your move, guys. What are you going to do? My gut instinct is that, Wade's going to opt out, take less money, stretch out the years in order to make sure that he, ultimately gets paid. I'm not certain about what's going to take place with Chris Bosh, but honestly.
Well, he did opt out as well, and Udonis have all of the guys end up opting out over the weekend. So, I think Chris Bosh is kind of the guy who's been forgotten in this whole scenario.
No, but that's what I mean. Yeah, no, you're exactly right about them all opting out. I'm not sure whether he's going to be ultimately back, is what
right.
I'm saying.
I got you.
But with LeBron James, I expect him to get paid the absolute max that he should be able to get, to be completely honest with you. I know folks are comfortable with saying like, oh, God, stars need to take cuts. If you're LeBron James, pay me if I'm LeBron James, pay me to the dollar how much I can make. Don't talk to me about taking pay cuts when the reality is it was not the big three, down the stretch. Obviously, Chris Bosh, does a lot of things that don't show up in the stat sheet, and a lot of things that, people on social media don't necessarily appreciate, obviously, on the defensive end. But, when push came to shove down the stretch in those finals, it was clear and obvious that LeBron James was the one guy that was, that was bringing it on, to the best of his ability, across the board. If I'm LeBron, you pay me, you pay me. You also have to go out and you have to strengthen the bench. You have to get me additional playmakers. They did a good job of bringing in Napier.
Shabazz Napier.
They did a great job doing that, but that's only the first step. They obviously need to bring in additional talent so that they're not relying so heavily upon LeBron and whomever is left between Dwayne Wade, who I don't see going anywhere, and Chris Bosh.
Jabari, man, thank you. Good stuff as always, man. Thanks for joining, man. Definitely be looking forward to talk to you in the future, man.
You know it's always my pleasure, man. Thank you.
All right. That's Jabari Davis of BasketballInsiders.com giving us the skinny on what's going on in the NBA. Free agency coming up on tomorrow. Oh, man. I think one of the things that I want to talk about with this whole Jason Kidd thing scenario. I want to get into that at the top of the hour. Just some things that it seems as if it's some things that kind of bleed over into the sports realm that society is where it is today as far as this whole microwave society. We're going to talk about that and get into kind of what probably was going through Jason Kidd's mind. When he made a play, he strong-armed his way out of Brooklyn, and I don't blame him. And I'll tell you why. That's coming up next in the locker room, AM 1100, and I'm Jarvis Davis.
Radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows Phone.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
Welcome back into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. A lot of good stuff in the first hour. All things NBA, talking about the breaking news with Jason Kidd. And of course, it didn't come as a surprise because a lot of stories coming out that they were in talks with the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, Jason Kidd is the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. And in return, the Brooklyn Nets received two future second-round picks. It's Jarvis Davis in the locker room on AM 1100. Number is 404-603-8770. If you'd like to get in contact with the program. Also talked about the Atlanta Hawks and Danny Ferry and kind of where they are right now as a team as far as are they rebuilding or are they retooling? I for one, think that that's an easy answer because in order to retool, you have to be a contend for championships, in my mind. And I think they're kind of in the middle of the road, and I think that's a scary position to be in because you're not quite good enough. You're not a team that's actually tanking, but you're kind of a team that's kind of basically kind of sustaining themselves, trying to put on a dog and pony show. Hey, we're making the playoffs. We've made them 8,000 years in a row, but we probably got out of the first round maybe once or twice. But hey, we're still making the playoffs, though. And it's a locker room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis. And I talked about with Jabari Davis of BasketballInsiders.com and how he is, and how Jason Kidd is, we're kind of in an interesting scenario because you have an owner who wants to win right now. And it's kind of helter-skelter in here right now.
Lightning and thunder.
Yeah, thundering and everything is going on outside. They must don't want to hear the locker room on today, but we definitely going
to. Getting close to it. Must be hitting the bone.
Yeah, must be hitting something. Motel 6, man. I want to keep the lights on for you, you know. But with this situation and Jason Kidd, I think I'm kind of on the side with Jabari. I don't necessarily agree with him basically getting his way out of Brooklyn, but I so understand. And it was almost like I had a light bulb moment. Okay, think about this. Put yourself in this situation. You have a team in the Brooklyn Nets. You have a roster with guys like Brook Lopez, a guard who, and Sean Livingston, who had an excellent year this year, stepping in for a guard in Darren Williams, who you pay a buku amount of money, and who's been known around the league as a coach killer. Yeah, Brooks Lopez. Like I mentioned earlier, he's a walking injury report. You know, you can take that for what you want. You have Paul Pierce, who is definitely on the end of his career. You have Mason Plumlee, who a guy you drafted, who turned out to be a decent player. He's going to be a solid guy coming off the bench, possibly a starter in the near future. You have Marcus Teague. Marcus Teague is Marcus Teague, a guy who came out of Kentucky, tried to ride the wave of that championship team coming out of college with John Calipari as the head coach. Should have stayed in college, and that is definitely coming to fruition right now. Darren Williams coming off of Achilles injuries. The man got the worst ankles in the world. I, for one, was told that I have some very good ankles. My ankles might be better than Darren Williams at the age of 31, turning 32 in next month. Man, I'm getting old. But as you can see, if you go through this roster, you have Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett also, who's on that roster. So you have a lot of guys who more than likely are not going to be around in a year or so. And you have an owner who wants to win right now. He's willing to spend all the money he's willing to spend because of that. And when you look at the Brooklyn Nets right now, they're strapped. They're strapped for cash. Because they're not a team that has the free willy to go out and go get anybody they want. Because of guys like Kevin Garnett, Joe Johnson. How can I forget about Joe Johnson?
No.
Danny Ferry solidified his job for the next 5 years because he got rid of that albatross contract that is Joe Johnson's.
Yep.
So now Brooklyn has that contract, and you start to take all the, like I said, I'm a process guy. Look at this. Look at this situation. There is no promise on this team whatsoever. Darren Williams, he's a good point guard when he's healthy. But he's a coach killer. Kevin Garnett was a great player, Hall of Fame basketball player in my eyes. Paul Pierce, same way. But their time has passed. It's gone. Right now, they're solid role players. They bowed down to Joe Johnson as far as being the main scorer on this team last year and in the playoffs. Joe Johnson actually was scoring points in the playoffs. Imagine that. Taking over games. Those words came out of my mouth as I watched the playoffs this past year. Exactly. You have all of these different pieces. And Jason Kidd was reportedly got into one of the high level executives with the Brooklyn Nets, and I think it was part of the plan.
Well, earlier in the season, you know, they were threatening to fire him. And he
right.
got wind of that. He knew about it.
Right. So,
and then he turns the team around and has like the best winning record or percentage at least for the first year coach, you know, and I'd be wanting to leave too if I wasn't going to be given a chance to turn things around the way things started out.
Right. It's just like when you look at what it is, that roster that I just named off, it's a lot of older guys mm-hmm. It's a lot of name guys who haven't really, of course they'll give you 15, 16 points. But that seems to be a very familiar number. Why is that? Because we talked about guys like Gordon Hayward and Luol Deng, who averaging 16 points a game. It's not really going to, you know, put you over the top. But you have these guys like Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, guys who you used to averaging 19, 20, 23, 22 points, averaging a double-double in Kevin Garnett. Those type of guys, they're not there anymore.
Yeah, and they're on those old legs, like you said.
The
old
legs. They're nowhere near the players they used to be. So if I'm Jason Kidd, I don't necessarily agree with it because you probably knew that coming into that situation. You knew that coming into the situation, what you were getting yourself into, especially 1 year in. Now, if you're 4 or 5 years in, and you're starting to see some things that you don't like, and you're starting to say, okay, all right, I don't know about this one. I might have made a mistake back in the day. It started off as a good decision, but I got an opportunity to be a first-year head coach and go out there and prove myself to be a worthy head coach. But 3 or 4 years down the road, I realized that it was not. But I don't believe that he all of a sudden thought that, okay, this is a bad situation, I need to get out. You're a year in. you knew exactly what you're getting yourself right. into. But like I said, I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand. Because you flip over to the Milwaukee Bucks, who were one of the worst teams in the NBA last year. They proved that by getting the number two overall pick. Guess who you got coming in? Who I think is one of the most NBA-ready players in the league.
I agree.
And Jabari Parker. This is a young team. You got guys like John Henson, solid guy. You got Giannis Antetokounmpo. Ooh, I almost got that out. He's a young guy, young, solid talent. You have Jabari Parker coming in. You have guys like O.J. Mayo, who's probably not going to be around for a long time. Brandon Knight, he may or may not be around. But you have some solid pieces in Jabari Parker, who I think is going to be the better pro moving forward as far as being coming in and making the most impact right off hand.
Yeah, he could be rookie of the year.
I would not be surprised by that. So you have a team, a very young team, and let's talk about this as well. And this was another reason why I didn't necessarily understand why Jason Kidd actually went signed on with the Brooklyn Nets. He played with the likes of, or played against the likes of Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. You guys are around the same age range. They've hung out together. They probably did whatever to the opposite sex. And post-game parties and just going around to different cities. So it's kind of like, if I feel like you're my equal, why would I listen to you? Especially if a lot of people knew that he was kind of finding his way, trying to figure out being in that head seat. You have to make all the decisions as far as planning, when we're gonna leave to go to this city, when we're gonna leave, when we go after, what time we're gonna eat here, what time we're gonna go there, what time we're gonna have practice, are we gonna practice today, are we gonna take the day off? So all of these things come into play.
Well, they may call it Brooklyn, but you know you're still under that New York microscope.
Oh, of course.
Out in Milwaukee, you could do anything.
Of course. I'm telling you, Scott, I was going to get there. So you have an older team in Brooklyn where it looks that it has basically no future, because you have the youngest guy, as far as the youngest promise you have, is Deron Williams, and he's been injury prone throughout his career, and he's been labeled as a coach killer. You have Joe Johnson, who is an inconsistent, solid superstar, or star, as they say, because as you can probably tell, I don't really care for Joe Johnson as a player, because he did nothing in the playoffs for the entire time that he was down here for the Atlanta Hawks. He disappeared. He was a mute, and he called out Atlanta fans after a game.
But he cashed every check.
Oh, he cashed it. Oh, man. Now, I don't blame him. I don't blame him for cashing those checks.
No.
But let's get some production. Just show up. If you're not even there, it's like you're not even there in playoff series. And you're in the All-Star game, and you're one of the highest paid players over LeBron and some of the best players in the league, and you disappear in the playoffs? That's why I say Danny Ferry's job is guaranteed for getting rid of that doggone guy. I promise you. In this locker room on AM 1100, I'm Jarvis Davis, talking about this whole Jason Kidd thing, and I kind of went into the Brooklyn Nets and going up and down their roster and kind of looking at it and saying, like, if I was Jason Kidd, I probably would have did the same exact thing. Because I would go to Milwaukee, the expectations are very, very low. If you win 40 games, you'll probably be and have your statue raised outside of that arena up there in Milwaukee.
Change the name to the Kids, the Milwaukee
right,
Kids.
The Milwaukee Kids. You never know. You have a promising star in Jabari Parker, who was drafted this year. So, and Jabari Parker has already talked about how he doesn't want to go through all this free agency stuff. And that's the thing that kind of stood out to me. I was like, wow, that is a profound statement. Because I started reading some reports that Andrew Wiggins and Jabari Parker are more than likely probably not going to re-sign with their teams. And I'm like, oh, they haven't even played 1 minute in the quarter.
That's crazy.
And they're already talking about where they're going to go once they leave. So to hear Jabari Parker talk about not wanting to be going to all that free agency stuff and playing for one team his entire career, I think that's he has a good solid foundation. That was never in question, of course, but I think that's some good things to hear, and I'm sure, all the world sure, Jason Kidd is going to get very familiar with Jabari and possibly win some games. We'll see, because it is the East, and it is a very mediocre league, and the East is down, so we'll see how that works out. You know, Jason, you know, like I said, I don't know if I agree with it, but I understand. There's a lot of pressure up there in New York. There's a lot of oldness up in New York. So, I get it. I understand. But coming up next, man, oh, man, oh, man. We have a four-game sweep. And they were on the other end of it this time. That's next in Locker Room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis.
If you love it, your favorite music, news, talk, sports, and you want to hear it, it's in the palm of your hand. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Welcome back into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. Before the break, we talked about a certain four games sweep that is the Atlanta Braves were on the other side of. They obviously, a couple series before, the Atlanta Braves were swept by the Phillies, and they returned the favor. Say hi. There you go. Right back at you. Number is 404-603-8770 if you'd like to get in contact with the program. I have a thought about the Braves. And it was something that was kind of stood out to me as I saw them basically dominating the Philadelphia Phillies over the weekend. And it was something that stood out to me as far as a guy who, I'm pretty sure you all know, there's no way to tease this, a guy who has been constantly ridiculed ever since he's been here, because, you know, B.J. Upton has been constantly ridiculed, constantly given all this flack, but ever since he's been in that leadoff spot, he has a six-game winning streak, and on Saturday, he sat out the second game of the doubleheader. So his six-game winning streak is still intact. I am almost on board with that, but I think you have to give Freddy Gonzalez some of the credit, because he kind of go back to, you know, some of the decisions he's made, and we all know about the decision last year against the Dodgers, not bringing Craig Kimbrel in the eighth inning to go ahead and do that two-inning save. A lot of people questioned that move, and they've just been questioning some of his overall tactics as a manager of the Atlanta Braves. But I'm not one that was calling for his head. I'm not one that is saying he should be fired, but I am one who has a watchful eye on Freddy Gonzalez, because you have a team that is struggling as far as when it comes to timely hitting. Now, you have guys like You know, Chris Johnson, who's coming around, he's batting around about 290 right now. And you have Justin Upton, who's looked like he's going on one of his streaks and as far as ripping the ball apart. And Freddie Freeman is coming up around about 300, which we expect from him. And you have a guy like B.J. Upton, who is in a bad situation, to be honest with you, because you have your brother who is performing. Granted, he might not be consistent, but when he's hot, he's hot.
He's very streaky, man.
He's very streaky. So I'm with you when you say something like that, because he's a guy where you're going to sit there and say, okay, Justin Upton coming up to the plate, this might be a home run. And next thing you know, it's a home run. And you have a guy like the story, Evan Gattis, who I think should be an all-star. There's no reason why this man shouldn't be leading the votes in all-star votes, in my opinion. Because you have a guy who's hitting for power on a consistent basis.
And a good average.
And a good average.
Yeah.
And that's not... And let's just be frank, that's hard to find, especially when it comes to the catcher position. Because like I said, you're squatting for nine innings. I commend catchers. I almost stopped playing baseball because I had to catch for two or three innings.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst feeling in my life. I was about 220. You know, that was when I was young, but I was in the Little Leagues, and that was the only sport I could play. I was relegated to play baseball, but I loved it. I found a yearning to want to play the sport. But catching, I have a lot of respect for catchers and guys who squat for nine innings and then can go out and pick up a bat and be a guy you can depend on when it comes to needing those timely hits and getting those home runs and driving in runs when they get the opportunity to.
Yeah, they tried to talk me into it when I was in high school. They said, oh, he's got a great arm. Look at those throws to second. That's great. We can have him catch it. So they got a batter up there, and as soon as the batter came up and swung, I'm bat blind. Don't put me behind the plate. I'm a shortstop, baby.
Yeah, man, I'm not a big fan of that whatsoever, like you said. But it's
respect for him, though.
Yeah, I have the utmost respect for Evan Gattis, who should be an all-star when that time comes. So I will hope that the Braves are getting ready to start that campaign. Julio Teheran as well, because he's been a guy who has been solid. Granted, he may give up some runs early on, but like I said, once he settles in, he doesn't give up runs. It's just that he hasn't had that run support that he needs. That I feel that he deserves, especially when it comes to the way he's been pitching.
There's a Hall of Famer who used to do that, Tom Glavine.
Get
him
man,
in that first
goodness.
Inning, man. You had to get him earlier.
You get him earlier, you're not going to get him.
That's it.
I mean, I think that, you know, that's an interesting comparison that you make, because, like I said, we all know what the main staple for the Atlanta Braves has been throughout the years, and that's pitching. And I don't think that's the problem this year. It's just been timely hitting, being able to get hits when runners are on base. Like I said, they leave ducks on the pond. They have a lot of ducks on the pond. It seems that when you look at the box score at the end of those games, but when you have the Braves completing the sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies over the weekend, and some of the reasons why that has been happening, like run production, they've been scoring. I think they put in a doubleheader, they put over, was it like 15 runs in both games?
That's crazy.
It's crazy, and it's amazing to how you can. There's a simple solution: score more than the other person.
Before this weekend, they were in at least the bottom 10 of almost every offensive category that there is. You know, and that to me, either Freddie's got to take the heat, or the hitting coach Greg Walker sooner or later is gonna have to take some heat for why. Can't you increase the offense? I understand the home run. They're trying to build around a home run team. But you know what? With two strikes, I was taught, cut down, make contact. That's what you do.
Right.
And if you're not getting paid to coach hitting, why are you on the team?
I mean, that's that's a, I mean, to be honest with you, I think that, like I said, I talked about earlier how I'm not for one that's calling for Freddy Gonzalez's head because he's playing the cards that he's been dealt. If you want to play some blame, I think that you have to put some of it on Frank Wren as well. But with the Atlanta Braves, Frank Wren has made some good moves also. You know, getting – you have those guys coming up through the ranks and you're locking up your young talent before the season and Andrelton Simmons and Freddie Freeman, giving an extension for Jason Hayward, giving him a couple more years. So you kind of see what type of guy he's going to be. So I don't think that Frank Wren has made all bad decisions, obviously, because I don't think he would be the general manager of the Atlanta Braves, because I think there's a standard down here that, you know, either you're going to be good or, you know, you're going to have to be gone. You know, now I didn't go out on a limb and say that they expect to get championships as far as World Series, because, you know, Bobby Cox was here for a very, very long time. And I'm afraid that Freddy Gonzalez may get that same type of respect that Bobby Cox received. Although Bobby Cox earned that because he did get a World Series back in 1995. But with when you have the Braves doing what, you know, coming off this weekend with the Braves, I think that it is a good thing to see what Frank Wren sees, like we talked about vision, with the moves that were made and seeing those things come to fruition. This is the vision that Frank Wren had for this team, what you saw over these past four games over the weekend.
And he made sure that in 2017, when they go to Cobb County, they're going to have a good product to put on the field that everybody will want to go see.
Oh, no, without a doubt. No. Now, see, Sky, man, you dropping some knowledge on these people, man, here in the locker room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis. The other voice you hear is Sky, who crashed the boards for me here from 12 to 2 on every Monday. You hit on a good point there. And the reason why I say that is because you see all of this money being shelled, all this money that was shelled out before the season. And notice all those guys were young. Freddie Freeman is going to be here for a while. Andrelton Simmons is going to be here for a while. Julio Teheran is going to be here for a while. And what did I say? He's making a bid to be an all-star. You have Evan Gattis, who is under contract for the next 2 years. And I think he's probably making about $500,000 to $600,000.
Yeah.
He's a steal. He's a steal. And people were so upset. And I wish I could find these people or record their comments about letting Brian McCann walk.
Brian who?
Exactly. Exactly.
What's New York seeing out of him this year?
Exactly. Nothing. You're not getting anything out of Brian McCann this year. Because I think when you look at what he is now, don't get me wrong, Brian McCann did a lot for the team. He was a great catcher. He was a guy who was a good hitter. He'd give you 300, a 300 average, or close to it. You know, he was a timely hitter as well. But when you have a team like the New York Yankees, and you have a team that has that network that's basically backs up Brinks trucks just to show their games, there's no competing with that.
No,
there's no competing with that. You're going to find yourself in a scenario where you're going to you overpay for a guy who, just because he's a hometown guy, just because he's, you know, he came up through the system and he was a great player for you, you're going to overpay for him. No, Frank Wren made a good decision. So that's why I'm not necessarily calling for their heads. But as you can see how things played out over the weekend, this is the plan that Frank Wren had. This is the vision that he had in mind when he brought in Justin Upton, when he signed B.J. Upton. He brought these guys in to put up runs. And when you look at the type of player B.J. Upton is, a guy who has speed, a guy who can give you some stolen bases once he gets on base. Now, it's subjective on whether or not he's going to get on base or not, but, you know, that's another story. But I think that you have to take you have to look at it like that. Kind of follow Frank Wren a little bit. This is what, you know, this is what that could happen. This is what you could possibly see in the playoffs. The Braves were to get, because they're going to have to win a division this year to get into the playoffs. I don't think that a wild card is going to come out the NL East this year.
No.
I don't see that happening.
If you look what Frank did, though, be straight honest with you, if you break it down per year, when you get towards the end of these contracts, that's going to be a bargain deal for these guys in the prime of their career.
Especially Julio Teheran.
Oh, big time.
That was a steal. I almost questioned his agent saying, no, we're not going to take that. We're going to ride this thing out a little bit. But, like I said, he wants to be where he wants to know where he wants to be. He's going to be in Atlanta. I guess I'm assuming he loves the city, and I don't blame him. I grew up here, and I love the city to death. But I think that when you look at these contracts, 3 or 4 years from now, you're going to be like, wow. Frank Wren was a genius for signing these guys, locking these guys up early. And when you go into that stadium, when that more revenue starts to come in for the team, it's not going to look like, okay, well, it's not going to be a case where you're going to be strapped for cash in a situation where you can't go out and go get a player that you want to go get. Now, granted, now I'm not going to say that you're going to be competing with New York Yankees. Now, if the Yankees want, that's who they're going to get. Sorry.
Yeah.
But you can definitely go out and get a guy that a middle of the road guy or a guy who can get you over the top and be able to succeed in the playoffs. Because we all know once the World Series comes around, when the playoffs comes around when the playoffs come around for baseball, it's so up in the air because all it takes is a team to get hot and bam, they're in the World Series. And once you get to the World Series, we all know it's all about pitching. And I trust Atlanta Braves pitching staff. Mike Minor, no. He's been a little shaky for me lately. And I think Alex Wood been
asking. Holy macaroni!
Yeah, exactly. I said that when he was pitching over the weekend also. I think that, you know, Mike Minor, he struggled a little bit. But he's a guy who can give you something. He can give you six innings. He can get you seven innings. And another guy I've been impressed by, I know we're about to get ready to go to break, but Shea Simmons.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
And what was the other guy? I can't think of the other pitcher name that they just brought up not too long ago. Uribe. Man, let me stop right there. But those two guys that are, I think they're going to take the position that Dave Carpenter had on last year, you know, trying to kind of being that setup man for Craig Kimbrell, because, you know, Carpenter was the guy who blew the series against the Dodgers, that guy. So, kind of fall back, that's what I'm saying. And I was like, Josh, what you're saying? You said all this to say what? Fall back on the Atlanta Braves. Because watching the Braves over the weekend, it was fun. I enjoyed watching the Braves because, like I said, they were putting up runs, getting good, solid starts from their starting pitching. And they beat a bad team, beat a team that was supposed to beat. And kudos to them. Actually, was an NL East team, so it kind of brought them to a point where they can kind of make a move in this NL East and go ahead and take it over like they're supposed to. Man, this show has gone by very, very fast. But we're gonna go ahead and wrap up. Get ready to wrap up the program. We got about 20 minutes or so before we get out of here. We're gonna get on to some locker room notes. Kind of go around the world of sports and get into a bevy of topics before we get ready to get out of here. That's next in the locker room on AM 1100. And I'm Jarvis Davis.
the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Welcome back into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. Sky, what's going on with the instrumental music, man? We're going to rotate the same one the whole time?
I just like Project Pat, man. I like the Gorilla Pimp thing. What can I say?
You like Project Pat? What you know about Project Pat, man?
Yeah. Dude, man, I grew up on the Gap Band and all kinds of Dad's Band. I've loved all kinds of music since far back as I can remember.
Okay.
If it's good, it's good.
I got you, man. I'm with you on that one. It's the locker room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis, the Sky, who is crashing the boards with me on today here in the locker room on Mondays, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Before we get into a couple of things I wanted to touch on before we actually get out of here on today, I have an announcement. Announcement is the locker room with me, Jarvis Davis, and boy Sky producing and producing this program have been added to realfansportsnetwork.com. Have been picked up. So if you missed the show and you somehow can't get in contact, find my Spreaker page, which I also post the shows on there as well, you can go to realfansportsnetwork.com. That's fans with an S, if you don't understand when I say it in the whole website. Realfansportsnetwork.com has picked us up. They're going to be, see, that's what I'm talking about, man. Timely drops. I like that, man. I really like that. I honestly, when I started this show, it was kind of a thing where I was kind of finding my way trying to, get into this business and to be able to come and talk on a regular basis about sports and what's going on in the world of sports today. It's kind of surreal to me, but on top of that, for someone to listen to you and to say, okay, man, we would like to definitely put this on our website because we have, XYZ amount of followers or people who listen to it. That's actually humbling in itself. And it drives you to keep pushing, to get where you want to be in your certain career. So, like I said, if you check out realfansportsnetwork.com, 1100entertainmentradio.com, you can listen to us live. Also, you can go to my Spreaker page. It's The Locker Room with Jarvis Davis. You can go there. You can follow me on Twitter at JarvisD90. As you can see, I'm going to get all my shameless plugs in right now. Follow me on Twitter at JarvisD90. And Skyman, I promise you, I'm not going to ask you this again. What is your Twitter handle?
It's SkywalkerThing2.
SkywalkerThing2. You can follow him on Twitter at SkywalkerThing2 as well. It's Locker Room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis. 404-603-8770. If you have any comments before we get out of here, if you got questions or anything about, talked about a lot of things on today. Talked about the Atlanta Hawks, and I'm trying to see Danny Ferry's vision. I'm trying to see where he is, where he's headed, because reports are coming out that Luol Deng is at the top of his list, at the top of the Hawks list as far as free agent, as that wingman who everybody thought, who I thought as well, were going to address that in the draft, but they didn't. Also, the trade of Lou Williams going into the last year of his contract and trading Lucas Nogueira, who you just drafted last year in the first round. In return, they received John Salmons, who is a guy who's probably not going to wear a Hawks jersey. He's probably going to not – you're probably going to hear of him being released, or his services will not be rendered here in the city of Atlanta. So it kind of put me kind of in the middle of the road. trying to sustain yourself, basically treading water. That's what I feel like with the Atlanta Hawks are right now. If that move with of Luol Deng were to come about, I think you're just treading water, trying to stay where you are, and it's not a move that's going to put you over the top, because I feel like as the core of the team is a young core, and I think you're on the cusp of having something great, especially when you talk about Jeff Teague, who I like, going into the second year in the system of Coach Budenholzer. You have Al Horford. If he can stay healthy, who's a double-double guy, I think that you have a solid core, and adding a young guy or using a piece in Paul Millsap to get you a guy that can put you over the top, I think that's where you start to rebuild, because retooling it is not an option, because you never contended for a championship in my eyes. So we got a lot. We talked about a lot of things basketball this week on today. And what were you gonna say, Scott?
I was just gonna say Tavares, man. I'm interested to see how he's got a 10-foot-9-inch standing reach.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous, dude. Just stand in front of the goal.
Yeah.
Don't move.
Yeah. I mean, just by being that type of – but on the thing when it comes to –
He's got to develop, though.
He has to develop, and you have to be able to move. Especially coming into the NBA, and we know what the moniker is about the big guys. Big guys don't last long. I mean, Shaq was fortunate enough to last as long as he did. Toward the end of his career, he got a championship with the Miami Heat, and he was on the last leg then, because he had issues with his weight and laziness.
It would be exciting, though, to see a big guy in the center so Horford could move down to his true position as a power forward.
And we've been – you know what? Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think we need to get out of that. I think we need to get out of Al Horford moving back to his natural position, because he's been playing that position since he's been in the league.
Yes.
He hasn't really played the four since he was at Florida. Now, granted, he was a two-time national champion University of Florida with Nora at the five. I'm not doubting his skill set, but I think the league is kind of transitioning. Although I don't like it, it's transitioning into – a league that it really doesn't matter if you have a center or not.
Nah,
because you have big men now as you come up with this stretch four position that no one heard of 10 to 15 years ago. You know, you may have had a few in Charles Barkley, but, you know, that was because he was undersized. But he still was able to play with his back to the basket and take people down in the post and actually score at will.
And you meant height-wise, right?
Right, I mean height-wise, He was only about 6'4". He's more than 6'4", because I'm a little bit closer to 6'5", and Charles was probably had me maybe about an inch, a little less than an inch or so. So I think he's probably about 6'5".
Are you telling me they put down wrong information on those things?
Man, Scott, where have you been, man?
Oh, I know. You see,
where
you guys like,
been?
What? You're 5 foot. What? You're not 5'11". You're 5'9". Don't even try it.
You know what, Scott? I just had a thought here, because I'm trying to expand my music listenership, if that's a word. You know, I listen to hip hop. I listen to a little gospel. You know, that keeps me grounded. It keeps me, you know, being able to make it through. I listen to gospel, some hip hop, every now and then. I can't listen to the latest stuff unless, you know, I want to fight somebody or possibly go shoot somebody who did me wrong earlier on in the day. But I need you to help me.
You got it.
And I want to start doing this from now on. I want you to come up with some music that you like to listen to. And, you know, we bump back into it with the, you know, come back in from the break or whatever. I want you to talk about it. Tell me who it is. And I'm going to compile a list of the music that you tell me and try to go out there and, you know, download some stuff, listen to it, and kind of diversify my music or what what is it, my music, what's the word I'm looking for? My music curriculum. Yes, that was a great word. My music curriculum. And as we go along here in the locker room on AM 1100, I think that, you know, I want to, you know, kind of switch it up a little bit. See, learn about some other stuff. Give me some names from artists, you know, their history, their hit songs. Because I don't need to become a connoisseur now. I just want to know the hits, you know. And so, you know, when we come back on next week, I want you to, you know, have some instrumentals. We're like, oh, like, you know, we're gonna do a little trial here. I'm like, okay, I like that. I might not like that. If I do, now I want the name and what artist it is, and give me some more hits that they had. I want to check them out.
We'll get some stuff that's got some power to it.
Yeah, man. You know, we want to liven it up a little bit in the locker room. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. 446-038-770. If you'd like to get in contact with the program, getting ready to wrap things up. But coming up next, I'm gonna give you a little preview of what I have coming up. And I don't even know if I'm necessarily excited about it. That's next in the locker room on AM 1100, and I'm Jarvis Davis.
We interrupt this program with a special news bulletin for Georgia consumers.
Do you plan on staying at a hotel, resort, going on a cruise, renting a car, flying on a plane, playing golf, eating at a restaurant, taking your family to Disney, Universal, or any other theme park? Or how about checking out dinner shows like Medieval Times, Arabian Nights, or Cirque du Soleil? Then you need to listen carefully.
Effective immediately.
All consumers are now able to join Hotels Etc., the world's largest volume discount travel program available.
I repeat, Hotels Etc. is now available to the public.
Stop paying full price. Join Hotels Etc. today and slash your travel and entertainment costs by up to 70%. 70%. We're so confident that you'll join Hotels Etc. Once you join, you'll receive a 3-day, 2-night vacation to one of 30 destinations. Don't delay. Call right now. 877-967-7283. 877-967-7283. Or sign up on the website, hotelsetc.com. That's www.hotelsetc.com. Purchase required to receive vacation.
Welcome back into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. And I want to tell you, before we get out of here, I'll tell you about something that's coming up. Give you a little sneak peek of what's coming up on the locker room. And like I said before the break, I don't know if I'm necessarily excited about it. my wife, Dr. Tanae Davis, has forced her way on my show. And as a married man, and being that we're an independent sports talk show, I can do that. But I don't necessarily know if I'm excited about it or not. But I think that when you have a woman, you know, who wants to get involved in what her husband's doing, and she sees that you're, you know, obviously she sees that, you know, I'm doing a good, very good job, or that's what I'm going to think. And she would like to join this process because, like I said, you know, we have people who have joined on with us in the past few weeks or so with Sky, you know, coming on and helping out, and also Tanitra Batiste, who comes to and does the updates. I think that when you have people who want to join in on something, I think that, you know, something good is about to happen. Something is good. And with the Real Fan Sports Network picking up the show and actually broadcasting it online as well, I think that there's nothing but good that can come about it. But it's something different when you have your significant other come on and do a show with you, because I'm free, you know, when I get behind the mic. I'm at a place where, you know, I feel like I'm just, it's just no holds barred. The gloves come off, as they say. But it's different when I'm around my wife, because once the show is over, I have to go home with her. I don't have to go home with you, you the listener. I don't have. You can not like what I say, and you can cuss me out saying you're an idiot, or you don't know what you're talking about. You need to go back to broadcasting school. You can say all these things, but you know, more than likely you're not going to call in and say it. But
your wife will.
Yeah, but my wife will. That's the thing. That is the thing. She will say it. She will say if I sucked or not. No, she won't say I suck, but she'll say, like, Jarvis, I had no idea what you were talking about on this particular segment. What did you mean when you said X, Y, Z? I'm like, whoa, hold on. Hold on now. It took me a minute to get used to that. But like I said, I know it's coming from a loving place. I know that. And my phone going off is probably her texting me saying, stop talking about me. It's okay, babe. I got you. I got you. But yeah, she's gonna join us, and we're gonna talk about some relationship type stuff. I know it's a sports talk show, but hey, you deal with it too. It's gonna be some things that you have to deal with as a man who loves to watch sports. So we're gonna talk about that.
Relationships are sports.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a huge part of sports.
Marathon.
Some people have divorced over sports and not paying attention to their wives. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to ask some questions, and I'm going to be real. I'm going to ask questions just like I asked Jabari Davis, who joined us today and from BasketballInsiders.com. Thanks to him for joining us. So I think that, you know, I hope that you all would continue to tune in to this program. My thanks to Sky for helping out on today, man. I really appreciate your hard work for helping out. Like, again, thanks to Jabari Davis for joining us with BasketballInsiders.com. Got a lot of good things coming up. Oh, yeah. Since we're about to get out, there's a soccer match going on tomorrow. United States versus Belgium. There you go. There's your soccer for today. I got it all in. Thank you all for listening. There it is. There's the closed music. I'm Jarvis Davis on AM 1100. I'll catch you next week. Same time, same place. Noon to 2. Happy Monday, folks.